Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome into Experience Wisconsin. Thanks for hanging out with us. I know, it's almost September, like literally almost September, and it feels like September and October. Let's begin the show by heading to Hayward Lakes. Mindy Simons is the Executive Director of the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. Mindy, thank you so much for being with us.
Always great to be here.
Kind of a chilly week this week. It kind of makes you feel like fall. Let's start there. Hayward Lakes Fall Color Tours is something really, really special. Can you give us a preview?
Absolutely. So our Visitor and Convention Bureau has curated six different fall color tours that span all of the corners of Sawyer County. So these tours can be found on our website at haywardlakes.com, as well as in a brochure that can be ordered through our website if you're pre-planning. Mm-hmm. You can just pick up the phone or you can go online and fill out a form. So the tours range from 45 miles to 73 miles. They go over a broad range of roads in the area, including some of the forest roads in the Shawamigan National Forest.
That sounds really cool. Are there gravel roads?
Yeah.
Are they paved? Like, what's it like?
Yep, there's a mix of both. So some routes have gravel as part of the route. Others have all paved routes. It's super easy to navigate. If you don't want to go on gravel, we can set you up with an outdoor map that lists all the little side roads in Sawyer County so you can make some alternative routes or just find some new places you want to drive.
I love it, Mindy. So fall in Sawyer County is absolutely beautiful. And there's some specific things coming up. What happens on September 13th?
Absolutely. The Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival. It's one of the most revered off-road festivals in the country for mountain biking. Not just a bike race. They actually have a weekend filled with live music, craft beer, food trucks, kids events, and then, of course, the big races that all take place on Saturday, September 13th. So very fun.
It's family-friendly, which is really, really cool. I love that. Hard to believe, but in less than a month, the annual Chamber Fall Festival will take place. That sounds really cool.
Absolutely. So we shut down Main Street, and the festival celebrates the changing of the seasons. There are craft booths, fine art, sidewalk sales, tons of food vendors, a Broughton beer tent with wine, a bunch of kids' activities, and, of course, live music all in downtown Hayward.
Live music. That sounds cool. And then October 4th, Stone Lake Cranberry Festival. Is this an annual event?
It is. Held the first Saturday in October. It celebrates all things cranberry. So Stone Lake is a small community just south of Hayward. But we have over 300 vendors that usually come, both inside and outside. They set up across the city of Stone Lake. You can purchase fresh cranberries, craisins, other festival apparel. Of course, there's tons of food, live music, a huge parade. And after the parade, there's a cranberry crate derby where kids, they race down the main street of Stone Lake. It's a lot of fun. It's a great festival, very well attended, a must do if you're in the area.
Oh, that sounds absolutely cool. So let's go in depth for a minute here on some of the fall outdoor recreation opportunities. We hit on this a little bit, but mountain biking, paint the picture. How big a deal is this?
It's a huge deal. And what a great way to get out in the woods and look at the beautiful fall colors. Mm-hmm. We have 300 miles of marked and mapped mountain bike trails. That includes 130 miles of just single track trails, 75 miles of other mapped and marked off-road roads, and then 200 plus miles of mapped gravel routes throughout the area. Gravel biking is becoming very popular, so it's a great place. You can pack up your bike, or if you don't have one, you can rent one at either New Moon Ski and Bike Shop or at Riverbrook Bike and Ski, which is just across the street from our building. You can find maps and information for all of this at haywardlakes.com.
Oh, Mindy, that sounds cool. And I know fall fishing's a really big deal, too. Is it a big deal up in the Hayward Lakes area?
Absolutely. The fish get more active. They want to get their feeding on, and it's a great place to fish. We actually provide a weekly outdoor report so you can kind of keep track of the changing seasons. That can be found right on the front page of haywardlakes.com. And yeah, it's a great report. So get your fishing gear
out
and head this way.
Yeah, check it out. All right, make a weekend out of it. That's what I always recommend. Hit quickly on lodging and dining in the Hayward area.
Absolutely. At haywardlakes.com, you can find a variety of different lodging options in the Hayward area, from resorts, hotels, campgrounds, private vacation rentals. We've got it all. And then, of course, just a ton of different places to fuel up and just come and enjoy Hayward.
I love it. Check out the website I did before the interview. There's really, really great stuff, suggestions. HaywardLakes.com. That's the website. Check it out. The resorts, the dining, the festivals, HaywardLakes.com. Mindy Simons is the executive director of the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau. Going to be a great fall. Mindy, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks, John.
Of course, you got it. Schwamigan. Say that five times fast. Schwamigan. It's just a fun word to say. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, it's Old World Wisconsin, one of the special places in our state. That's up next.